This is Tweetminster at the Liberal Democrat Conference, speaking with Mark Pack, co-editor of the Lib Dem Voice and also longtime party activist. Mark, this conference has been a lot of stories moving around in terms of, is it the honeymoon conference? What do you think? Is this the way that next year is going to play out, or do you see more dissent or issues over policy in the coalition coming to the fore?
I think what's quite striking is if you look at the different people who are wanting to run for party president and so have been busy going around trying to work the Liberal Democrat activist audience at this conference, none of them are saying, oh, they think the coalition was the wrong thing, or, oh, they think the coalition is going disastrously badly. What they're all saying is coalition was the right thing to do, really important that we make the coalition work well, and that we get more Liberal Democrat policies implemented over the next few years. And I think it's that balance of believing that what was done in May was right, but in itself not enough, that we need to get more Liberal Democrat policies seen all the way through the Parliament, is roughly where the party is overall.
Now, one of the interesting things that's been emerging in the discussion here about the big society and about education is that Ipsos Mori poll came out saying that a lot of people associate the big society with the Conservatives as a Conservative policy, and yet, as we're hearing from many of the sessions here, in fact, it has much more synergy with Lib Dem policy. Do you think that, in a way, that the Lib Dems are going to be a better place to deploy the big society?
I think the use of the phrase big society was quite a clever piece of branding by the Conservatives. Perhaps no surprise when they have such a branding expert like Steve Hilton right at the centre of their decision making. But it does certainly, as I think you're touching on with your question, reflect on beliefs and an approach to life that the Liberal Democrats have espoused for a long time. The idea that services are often delivered best and most responsive when they are closely in touch with people in local communities, and the idea that there is more to life and more to achieving things than simply classifying everything in a box to do with regulation or a box to do with spending money. A good example of that would be issues to do with healthy local communities. There is a role for regulation, there is a role for spending, for example, on health services and so on, but there is actually an important role for the local community and voluntary activity as well.
Now, we've just I've just caught you coming out of Chris Huhne's speech, which seemed to go down very well. Do you think that the green agenda is the most positive thing that's being launched here at the conference?
I think there have been three themes that have run quite consistently through all of conference in terms of the Liberal Democrats' achievements being in coalition. One is to do with political reform, one is to do with environmental agenda, as you mentioned, and the third is to do with having a fair tax system. And actually, I've been slightly surprised how whenever people have mentioned our progress on raising the income tax threshold to £10,000, just how much applause that has got from the audience in the hall compared to other positive policy points. And that clearly is the one that a lot of people feel very strongly and very proud about.
And finally, obviously you're a veteran, I don't mean to say that in no age-related issues, but you're a veteran of many conferences.
Yep.
And, of course, this one is different because you are in government, yep, and you'll be in government at the next one. But, obviously, between those two things happening, we have the referendum on AV. Now, how do you think that's going to go? Because a lot of the journalists we've been talking to seem to think that the Tories and Labour will throw their weight to try and defeat it. And do you think that's going to damage the mood at the next conference? Do you think it's going to be a difficult blow for the party?
I mean, if you look at the early opinion polls, and one should obviously take them with a few pinches of salt, given they are so early in the day, but if you look at the early opinion polls, it's clearly winnable by either side, the AV referendum. I think getting electoral reform is very important to Liberal Democrats. We do have a commitment from the government, so a commitment from Conservatives as well as Liberal Democrats, to introduce electoral reform for the House of Lords. So regardless of what happens on the referendum, we will see an elected upper house, elected by proportional representation, no less. Absolutely, trying to win the referendum is really important, but it's not the only thing that we're trying to get out of being in coalition. And I think it will clearly be a huge disappointment if the referendum is defeated. But beyond that, which is getting into the realm of hypothetical speculating. And particularly, in many ways, I suspect what will be more important is how the economy performs. Because clearly the government, and the Conservative part of the government in particular, has made a very clear decision about what it thinks the right tax and spend policies are at the moment. If they turn out right and they turn out to be correct and the economy prospers, that will turn out to be something Liberal Democrats don't look back on and think, why on earth did we let the Conservatives do that? on the other hand, if they turn out badly, that might well be one of the main strains in the coalition.
And who's impressed you the most here?
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, obviously the quality of blogging and audio blogging journalists. So, I mean, I say that seriously, actually, that it's striking if you look at the commentary and the coverage of conference, a lot of the very best stuff is now online. Partly that's traditional journalists who also blog or also tweet. And it's also new people like Tweetminster and so on, entering the fray. In terms of the different speeches that have been given, the one that really stood out for me as not just being really good, but having a really powerful and effective message as well, was actually Tom McNally's. Nick Clegg's speech was very good, but in a way you expect party leader speech to be good. They have speech writers who assist them, they have lots of rehearsal time. They have a friendly, well-disposed audience to begin with. So in many ways, it's harder for other people to make speeches as well as the party leader. And I think Tom made a really good speech about how liberal principles are being enacted in the Ministry of Justice, where he is a minister, and across government more generally in terms of political reform. And he presented it in a way that I think appeals very well to Liberal Democrat activists and drew on his experiences. Was first in some ways powerful in politics back in the 1970s, when in fact he was a special advisor in Downing Street. And I think that long-term perspective that he's got added a nice historical touch to the speech as well.
Mark Pack, thanks for your time today. That's great. See you at the next one.
Thank you.